Lashan, in his book, How to Meditate, tells the story of an old monk who prayed for decades for a vision to strengthen his faith. One day, a vision appeared, and the old monk was overjoyed. However, in the middle of the vision, the monastery bell rang. It was time to feed the poor, and it was his turn to feed them, the first medieval food bank. If he failed to turn up, the poor would just leave quietly, as no one would listen to them anyway, because they were the voiceless poor. The monk decided with a heavy heart to leave the vision and feed the poor. After feeding them, he returned to his cell, and to his great astonishment, the vision was still there. The monk dropped to his knees in thanksgiving. The vision said, had he not gone to cater for the needs of the poor, he would not have stayed. He made the correct call. A similar thing happened with the apostles in the upper room. They were having a wonderful, euphoric experience, but they had to leave that room. And one of the fruits, as we know at Pentecost, was Peter converted thousands of people the next day. Talking about Peter, if we remember in last week's gospel, Peter got some of it very right. He also got some of it very wrong. He got it right when he said, "You are the Christ." But he got it completely wrong about the type of kingdom that Jesus was proposing. In fact, he used very strong words to Peter. "Get behind me, Satan." I don't think there's any rebuke stronger than that. In today's gospel, we hear a very similar story. The disciples, like the monk, had given up everything of this world to follow Jesus. However, their minds were set on an earthly kingdom. They were all vying with each other who was going to get the top cabinet jobs in this new president. But with the kingdom of Jesus, everybody is somebody in the kingdom of God. We don't have to fight for positions and authority. It comes by our service to God. So the teaching of Jesus today is that the best way to serve God is not necessarily giving up everything, turning our backs on the world, going to some remote monastery, spending hours in prayer, contemplating heavenly visions. Nice though that is. The best way to serve God is to reach out in service to our brothers and sisters in need, always remembering that we are all made in his own image and likeness, and all our hearts are unsettled until we reach God, as St. Augustine teaches us. Jesus very clearly stated, whoever wants to be first must place himself last of all. If you look at nature, for example, if you look at the salmon that swim against the current to reach the spawning ground, it's only the fish that make it. The ones who go with the flow are the dead fish. Serving others does involve risk, sacrifice, and putting out into the deep. A ship is very safe in a harbour, but that's not what it's designed for. It's meant to be out in the high seas, fighting the storms of life. Jesus said also, I come not to be served, but to serve. One of the canticles we have in the evening prayer says, though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count on equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. So we too must always challenge ourselves to help the voiceless poor and the vulnerable who will just walk quietly away if we do not help them. We always remember in Luke's gospel, the rich man who had Lazarus at his gate, and he did not see him and recognize him. We too have people at our gates that sometimes we get used to seeing them and sometimes they become invisible. We too must reach out and help them because, as it says elsewhere in the scriptures, our duty on earth is to build up treasures in heaven, treasures that will last.